Hello everybody, I'm Alfred. You are listening to Pray for India. Today is the 12th of July, 2021. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, O Lord, Father, we thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, for what you are doing in our lives. Father, I bring before you the nation of India. O Lord, Father, I pray, Lord, that in the name of Jesus Christ, the gospel has free course in India. The gospel dominates India. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, Father, for the saints that are already there. They are going to be impacted with fresh grace, fresh anointing, a fresh passion to preach this gospel, to see a harvest in India, a harvest of souls in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, Father, for as they are preaching and as they are reaching out to people, lives are being changed, people are being transformed, miracles are happening, great things are happening in India in the name of Jesus. I come against every plan of the devil over India. I come against every plan of the globalists, every plan of those who do not have your best interests at heart. I command their plans to come to naught. Their plans are broken down in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord Father, that in the name of Jesus Christ, every seat of power, every seat of authority, they are filled with people of God. They are filled with men of God, men who are going to represent you and going to do your will, do what is best for India in your eyes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Father, for your will is being done in India as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me with that prayer. Remember, may not always to pray and not to faint. Also note that faith without works is dead. Therefore, prayer without action is incomplete. And action without prayer is at the mercy of the activities of men and the activities of Satan. God bless you.